As the U.S. trade policies shift, Coach's Corner is pouring its support into the local community, one pint at a time. Coach's Corner, a fixture in the city's nightlife scene, is transitioning its beer selection to feature primarily local brands. Owner Paul Cochamiglio said the change is sparking discussions among customers. So far, there's not much difference in actual business yet, though it's obviously a hot topic, he said. The bar's owner plans to offer all available local beers. Coach's Corner already features Northern Superior Brewing Company and will soon add Outspoken Brewing to the lineup. Coach's Corner has gone through other changes since it opened in 2007 as the Cellar Tap restaurant across from the arena. In 2012, it relocated and transitioned to more of a bar. It is now located in the historic Dawson Block building at 708 Queen Street E. Over the years, it has undergone several transformations, including a stint as a popular weekend club. However, Cochamiglio now prefers a more relaxed atmosphere and chooses not to open on weekends. I'm too old for that now, Cochamiglio said. The shift to local brews aligns with Cochamiglio's commitment to community support. He shops locally and hires smaller or newer businesses for work he can't do himself. While some regulars have reservations about the change, most are understanding. Bud drinkers tend to like only Bud, Cochamiglio said. But my regulars are pretty loyal, and they seem to have no problem drinking liquor instead if they aren't fans of craft beer. As Coach's Corner adapts to changing times, it remains a gathering spot where the owner loves talking to people and hearing their stories.